Welcome to our first 2023 Politics in Review podcast. Nebraska Republican Senator Ben Sasse has already delivered his farewell speech to his colleagues and scheduled January 8th as his official resignation day. He is leaving the Senate to become president of the University of Florida. With new GOP Governor Jim Pillen now taking office, he will soon announce his appointed choice to replace Senator Sasse. The odds clearly favor outgoing Governor Pete Ricketts as Mr. Pillen's selection, but such a move is reportedly not completely well-received within Nebraska Republican circles. Charges of an inside deal swirl around the potential pick, since Governor Ricketts was instrumental in helping Mr. Pillen win a crowded Republican primary back in May. Whoever is chosen must stand for election in 2024 to fill the remaining 2 years of the present term. The seat is next in cycle in 2026. Upon exiting office at the end of his two full terms, Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey's name continues to be mentioned prominently as a potential U.S. Senate candidate. The now former governor again confirmed, however, that he is not even considering running for the federal post in 2024. Another potential Arizona Senate candidate who is considering making a run is 2022 gubernatorial candidate Karen Taylor Robson, who lost to former news anchor woman Carrie Lake 48-43% in the Republican gubernatorial primary. Incumbent Senator Kyrsten Sinema has not yet announced her reelection intention, but appears to be preparing her independent run in a three-way race. Congressmen Ruben Gallego and Greg Stanton are actively assessing their individual chances in what could become a seriously contested Democratic primary. New York Democrat Mondaire Jones, who won the 17th congressional district in 2020 only to depart for a post-redistricting New York City seat in 2022, says he is considering returning to Westchester County to challenge newly elected Republican Mike Lawler in 2024. Mr. Jones did not want to oppose then-Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney in the Democratic primary after the latter man declared his candidacy. So he instead moved to a new Manhattan-Brooklyn 10th district, but lost a crowded Democratic primary to new Representative Dan Goldman, an heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy announced this week that he will not enter his state's 2023 governor's race, thereby creating a wide-open race to succeed term-limited Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards. GOP Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser said he would run if Senator Kennedy does not, and his now-released internal poll from last month that showed a virtual three-way tie among he, Democratic State Transportation Secretary Sean Wilson, and Republican Attorney General Jeff Landry becomes highly relevant. The Louisiana jungle primary is scheduled for October 14th. If no one receives majority support, which is likely, the top two finishers will advance to a November 18th runoff election. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.